The Democratic field for the 2020 presidential nomination now at 22 and counting.
There may be a reason for this high number of candidates who may otherwise continue their jobs in the U.S. Senate. Apparently, being in the Senate isn't all that wonderful. Three candidates in key states have chosen presidential bids over re-election to the Senate. We're going to find out why. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Jack Pitney. He's a professor of government studies at Claremont McKenna College in Southern California. I understand you have a former student who fits in this category.
That's right. Governor Steve Bullock of Montana, who announced today running for president, although a lot of Democrats were hoping he'd challenge Senator Daines for the U.S. Senate seat. He doesn't want to do that. He wants to go straight to the top.
And for folks who don't know, he is governor of Montana.
That's right. His big selling point is that he won by several points at the very same time in 2016 that Donald Trump was carrying the state by 20. So that in his campaign, he says, indicates his appeal across party lines.
Of course, the irony here, only one of these candidates gets to be the Democratic nominee, and yet the Democrats would really like to take back the Senate, and some of these folks could be pretty strong candidates on that front.
That's right. The problem for the Democrats is the Senate isn't nearly as appealing as it used to be. 20 years ago, an individual senator, even a backbencher from the minority party, could wield real power. But the Senate has become far more partisan. Opportunities for lawmaking by the minority party have been greatly restricted. And consequently, if you're an ambitious person, particularly if you're a member of the party that's in the minority in the Senate, it's not nearly as much of an appeal as it used to have.
Prior to you being a professor, you used to be in politics. I mean, you've seen behind the scenes, you know, you've seen the action there. 22 people going for the nomination. What makes somebody say, yeah, you know, I'm the governor from Montana. Very few people have heard of me. I'm going to run for president.
Well, just look at the last two presidents. In hindsight, if you were to look back 30 years ago, would anyone have said that Donald Trump would become president? There was, in fact, a set of Doonesbury cartoons making fun of the notion. Barack Obama, when he started his campaign, it seemed extremely improbable. He was a junior senator. He was an African-American, and up to that time, we'd never elected an African-American president. He seemed highly improbable. Here in California, Arnold Schwarzenegger became governor. So politics has thrown out a lot of improbable outcomes, and a lot of ambitious politicians are looking and saying, hey, why not me?
I suppose there's time for some of these folks to get out of the presidential race and go after one of those Senate seats.
That's still possible. That's the Marco Rubio phenomenon. In 2016, he went for the presidential nomination, said he wasn't interested in serving again in the Senate. And then after he dropped out, he said, well, maybe I'd like to stay in the Senate after all. So it's possible that some of these folks, if they see that the path to the presidency is closed, the Senate, though not as appealing as it used to be, is better than unemployment.
So Steve Bullock, your former student, you had him in class and you said one day this guy is going to be president.
Actually, I would not disagree with that. He was a leader here. He was head of the student body. Even way back when he was in my presidency class, he was very interested in the subject, wrote very perceptive papers, wrote a very good senior thesis on welfare reform. So if you told me 30 years ago that Steve Bullock would be running for president, I wouldn't have been that surprised.
Jack Pitney, always great to chat with you again. Professor Pitney is a professor of government studies at Claremont McKenna College in Southern California.